Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
All right, guys, welcome to a very special edition of Probably a Podcast. We are in Joshua Tree, California, a real desolate place.
We are literally in the middle of the desert.
I have AG with me, Boof Squad extraordinaire. You guys just heard from her a couple weeks ago, but we can't get enough of her. So she's back, and we're back in person and in action.
I'm so excited.
We love to see it. So yeah, I'm actually here on a brand trip with Smartwater, which is so cool because, like, oh my God, I literally love making money. You know what I mean? So, like, that's awesome. Also, to have such, like, an elite brand like Smartwater.
I'm like, there's literally no, if you guys could see us on YouTube right now, there's like 150 Smartwater bottles.
Like, there are so many bottles of Smartwater, and we're low-key almost done drinking them. I'm like, we're like waterboarding
they
ourselves.
Were like, y'all will literally never drink all of the Smartwater that we stocked this house with, and I'm like, we're down to like 4 lingering bottles. Like, I drink so much water. I get anxiety when I travel and there's not water places. Yeah, not like good clean water.
Agreed. Love, which I do water. Love Smartwater. This is like an extra additional plug for them, because you know what, I just really do have enjoyed this trip. But I'll tell you something about Joshua Tree. It's different.
Like, it's crazy out here.
It's really interesting because, like, you could see some like gorgeous, beautiful sights, and then also you could see like a abandoned house with a jet ski and elliptical in the front yard. You're like, what are they doing over there?
What's going on? That is literally our direct. No, and you guys listen to this. The first night, so we're split into two houses.
Oh yeah, it's really cool. They have a setup. So this whole concept is like a sweepstakes that they're giving away for Smartwater. And if you guys want to go to my Instagram and look at it, you can see it. But like, they have us in these two separate houses, which is again cool.
So we get in, and I'm like, of course, you know, Austin and I were going to give Shannon and James the master bedroom with the bathroom.
Very kind.
Yeah, because, you know, that's what I was going to do, just because, you know, I'm a good friend like that. And so the thing about the bed, the master bed, is that you actually have to climb about a 25-foot ladder.
It is 100% 25 feet.
It's like a three-story building.
It's so scary. Like, I looked at Anna Grayson, you know me well enough to know that I'm actually, like, I always say this, I'm not afraid of heights, I'm petrified of heights. Like, I'm genuinely fucking petrified of heights. Hypnotize me. Maybe you can hypnotize you one day and try to get me out of it.
I will hypnotize you.
Because it becomes like a really big burden with like very small things. Like, I don't know. Like,
when we went parasailing on New Year's.
Oh my God. That was
me, James, and Austin.
And I was, they're like 4-year-olds were getting on it. And they're like, you don't want to get on? I was like, that's okay. And they were like, oh, and then it's the worst because they always try to convince you it's not scary. And I'm like, you don't live inside my brain. It's a prison in here. Like, I'm fucking scared. You don't understand. And there's always someone that's like, there's a 4-year-old doing it. In this case, on the trip we were on in Miami, there was a 4-year-old doing it.
There was a 4-year-old.
And okay. I was like, you got it, bud. You look so cute. I'll take a picture for your mom. But like, I'm not getting up there, dude.
Don't ask.
I'm not.
I would never pressure you.
Skiing, ski lifts. I'm always like, oh, sorry, I can't go. Like, I have to get in the gondola. It's really embarrassing. Like, the gondolas are reserved for families. I'm like, there's a family of people inside my brain telling me not to get on that ski lift. Like, we're all here. We're all accounted for. I cannot get on the ski lift. I have to be in the gondola. I just feel safer with like the walls around me.
I actually do understand that. There is like, it looks dicey, and I will not lie. Well, so the reason we're bringing this up is that I ended up taking the master suite because there is a 35-foot ladder that you have to climb in order to get up to the top. You guys can look at Shannon's Instagram if you want a visual. And we were getting a tour from our Smartwater guide. The person was on site. She's like, look at this bed. And Shannon's like, oh my gosh, amazing. She climbs up like 3 rungs, and then she looks at me like, bitch, you're sleeping up
you're
here.
You're sleeping up here. I was like, oh, how cute and fun. I can't wait to take a picture. Bitch, you are absolutely sleeping up here. This is not for me. You know when I took prom pictures my senior year of high school? You know the pictures where you're on like the staircase?
Oh no.
So so we did it by height, and it was like this really long regal staircase at the State House, and I was like one of the taller girls, and so they put me at the top, and they were like, everyone lean over and smile, and I was like, I can't. And they were like, Shannon, like you, like lean over, and I was like, ooh, I can't. And you hate to do it because it's such pick me energy. Everyone thinks I want attention. There was actually an episode on Barry Cavallari where we did this like obstacle course, and I know they thought I just like wanted more camera time, which first of all, like always I did. Like I always wanted to do anything to get me more on camera. But the thing about me was I really was petrified of heights. And I think the production was like, oh my God, we didn't even realize how perfect this would be that she's genuinely terrified. This is great. And TV. I was like so upset that I had to like get up there, and it was really terrifying for me. I hate little, also there's so many flies in this house. Like
there are so many really flies.
Anyways, just very, very, very petrified of heights. So thanks for taking on for the team.
I did the fist hand when you said that, because I thought they were going to force you to do it, but they didn't. They just like,
no, they did.
Oh, they did.
No, they did. And then they put the camera, the GoPro was like under my chin, and it's just me going fuck, 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 fuck. But I have this like double chin in it. It's really embarrassing. Yeah. I still need to really do a rewatch series of the show.
You know, I've never really seen it.
Oh, it would be great to do it. See like, it through the eyes of the podcast for the rewatch.
I would. I would actually love to. We should do that together sometime, and we could. But anyways, all that being said, I took the climb up, step up, whatever. What is this, ladder bed?
Yeah, it's a ladder bed.
And I'm not even scared of heights, but it's been pretty scary sometimes in the middle of the night. Like the first night I accidentally, we had a 3 a.m. flight. We had to get up at 3 a.m. to get out here.
Oh, yeah.
And somewhere there's a fly like inside my nostril right now.
Sorry. If you're watching this on YouTube and you see us swatting, there really are just like flies here.
This is the second podcast I've recorded, and every single one I'm like swatting flies. Like it looks like I'm doing something weird. Anyways, I forgot to turn my alarm off in my 3:30 a.m. stupor. I guess I turned it on and off again.
Oh no.
So then after I climbed the 35-foot ladder bed, fell asleep.
Your phone was charging down here.
Phone was charging downstairs because there's no plug upstairs. 3:30 a.m. It's pitch black. My phone alarm starts going off.
That's dangerous. You had to climb down to the pitch black dark.
And I had to climb down, and I was scared. That's why I'm like, I was genuinely scared.
Also, the getting up is not as frightening as the getting down process.
I was like, this is dangerous. And then don't even get me started on the bear.
Yeah, she really thinks that a bear came in the middle of the night, which not you as much as Austin really thinks.
Austin was convinced. Bear. But this is the second time too. This has happened like recently in the middle of the night. I thought for sure, because obviously there's only one bathroom, so we're all four sharing one bathroom.
Yeah.
And I woke up in the middle of the night at like 2 a.m. and I heard this weird like banging on the door. And I'm like, what the, y'all, there is no one around us except for our next door neighbors who have an elliptical and a sea doo in their front yard. And honestly, it looks like the house has maybe been abandoned for a while.
I can't tell. Question mark, question mark, question,
question
mark.
Question mark, maybe they're cooking something in there. Question mark. We don't know. Something illegal. Who could be too sure?
Who could be too sure?
And I hear some like banging, and I'm like, oh, I bet that's just James, because I locked everyone out because I locked the doors.
Oh, you thought you needed to use the bathroom.
I thought James needed to go to the bathroom. So I convinced myself, oh, it's probably just James. He like needs to pee, like whatever. But I can't climb down this 55-foot ladder.
Thank God you didn't open it up. Might have been someone.
And then Austin is like, it was definitely a bear. I saw bear tracks.
We did have this like astronomer, like astrology guy. What's he called? Like,
he was an astronomer. He did astro tours.
Yes, he was so fucking cool. If you guys go to Joshua
Tree.
His name was Steve. He was a living legend. I loved him so much. He literally felt like a character out of a movie, and I just really loved him. Anyways, Austin's like, yes, yeah, so what do you think about bears around here? He's like, yeah, not likely. And Austin's like, yeah, but maybe. And he's like, I'm going to go ahead and say probably wasn't a bear.
Austin's like, I'm pretty sure it was a bear.
So what you're saying is there's a chance.
He said there was a bear sighting 50 miles off. Austin's like, bears can run pretty
fast.
They
can travel. Yeah. Anyways, it's just been really fun. And what else? Okay. Let's talk about something that happened on the very beginning of the trip. Okay. Very beginning of the trip, we decide that we need to go grocery shopping. We got to go grocery shopping because we want to stock the house a little bit before, you know, we have 3 days here. We just like didn't want to have to like leave because we are like in the middle of the desert. We didn't want to have to keep like traveling every time we wanted to eat a little snack.
Also, there's like just to paint a picture, there's no like little cafe around here. Like there's literally nothing at all. We gotta talk about the Uber driver basically just like
all the Uber driver like total car, trying to get us here. Because it is these like Smart Water set us stuff in a really cool location, but it is just like very off the grid, which is like the point. And we've had such a good time. I've gotten more work done this trip.
We were
like,
all
so productive because there's literally no distractions other than like the beautiful scenery. But yeah, so we decided to grocery shop before we came into the actual houses. And men grocery shopping.
Let's talk about it.
Let's unpack it for a second, because what the fuck are they up to, ladies? Have you ever just spied on your man while grocery shopping? Because you should do it, because it's crazy. Like, what are they doing? Like, the things they were coming up with, like, Austin and James were truly so like, oh, and then we're going to get this. And they'd be like, well, duh. And me and Grace were like, what? Like, what are you talking about?
At one point, I walked away. I was down bad, too, because, like, I had gotten up at 3 a.m. I was feeling, like, a little nauseous.
So she had the early morning tummy troubles.
Yeah, I had the weirdsies when you're, like, ooh, a little nauseous, a little early. So I walk away. I'm, like, I'm going to get, like, a cracker, a chip, a little something, like a noodle. I come back. Austin has put two things of peanut butter and two things of jelly.
They're holding them, actually. You walk back and they just have them like this, like on display in their hands.
We have four things of peanut butter and jelly, and we're here for 3 days.
3 days, guys. We're here for 3 days. Like, hey, listen, I love a good PB&J as much as the next guy, but like Anna Grace comes over to me. She goes, do you see what they're up to? And I said, no, what? She goes, they have two things of peanut butter and two things of jelly. I go, for what? She goes, what do you have all that for? You going to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich eating contest?
I was like, what are we doing, guys?
And I was like, what? And she looks at Austin. She goes, Austin, put one of those back.
I'm like, put one of those back. It's like the amount. He has such a skewed perception of like amounts. Like men do not have a good concept of like how many things you actually go through in a set amount of time. Yeah. They're just like hungry. Peanut butter, need more jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly, need more. Four cans each. We're like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like literally, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? And then they're like, next up, canned chicken. I was like, ugh. Like, we're not going camping. We're in a house. Like,
Austin and James, like, lock eyes and they start going, protein, yeah, protein, protein, protein.
We were like, bitch, what the fuck is going on? Like, we're not camping. Like, we don't have to do this. We don't have to live this life. Like, they're trying to get, like, freeze-dried ice cream. I'm like, what are y'all doing? And so we take over. I'm like, first of all, give me that. Making nasty ass shit.
We get to the
shit.
Checkout, we made Austin put some of the jelly.
Yeah, I felt like his mom. I was like, put that back. Like, we didn't, like, Smartwater gave me a stipend for groceries. It wasn't like it was too expensive. I was just like, we are not going to eat that. Put it back.
We were like telling them to take stuff out of the cart and put it back.
It was so weird. Also, another thing that I just realized on this trip was like, why the fuck is face wash so expensive? Cetaphil face wash was $20. What are you, nuts?
That really was. And then, yeah, we really did. We went like so overboard. We got a lot. Shannon did an internal shower.
Oh yeah. I have eaten so many chia seeds. I've been pooping. It's been crazy. Why did I decide to do this when all four of us are sharing one bathroom in your room? I don't know, but like,
it was reckless.
Reckless, unhinged, and I was just here for it. Really, I feel skinny as a needle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what I will say? What is it? Chicken salad at 2? Dreams come true?
Yeah, our guide, I'm obsessed with her, name's Kate, and she was just like, I was trying to explain to her something that was happening with like the sink here, and she was like, well, if you want to make dreams come true and have chicken salad round 2, and I was like, we just keep saying it. We're like,
dreams come true,
chicken salad round 2. We did not do a round 2 because, yeah, we ran out of canned chicken. Imagine that.
And also, yeah, I mean, everyone really here, Coach James and Coach Austin, we started laughing. We're like, how did we attract such coach men?
No. And everyone smelled like cat food. Like, it was so gross. Like, the chicken salad tasted good, except for not really, because all they had was Hellman's and not Duke's mayonnaise.
Didn't they rebrand?
Yeah, it's called Great Foods out here. They didn't rebrand. I guess just out here in the West, it's called Great Foods. And like in the South, it's called Hellman's.
Shannon was pretty shook over
that. I was shook. I took a video. Check out my vlog. always plug. Check out my vlogs. Do you guys know that my vlog got taken down for monetization? So I'm absolutely, in fact, not getting my bag or my vlog because they're like, yeah, if you say fuck within the first 7 seconds of the video. And I was like, fuck, I did that.
Well, at first we were like, what could it have possibly been? Everyone's like, I don't know. Shannon's like, I mean, I cuss. And some of our YouTuber friends were like, yeah, I mean, you can cuss a little bit. And then Sweet Jenica was like, did you cuss in the first seven seconds?
And producer Courtney saw it too. And she's like, first 7 seconds will get you. And I literally start to vlog on this. I go, hello, vlog. What the fuck? Why not? Everyone else is doing it. And so it's literally maybe in the first 4 seconds. So dang. I hate to see it. I've really got to start censoring myself. My face sheet mask game has elevated majorly. I'm talking self-care to the max, baby. And there's quite literally nothing that I love more than binge watching a show while I sit with a little sheet mask on my face to give myself a little relaxation and also have amazing skincare working in action while I do it. MediHeal is absolutely going to be your one-stop shop for every amazing mask you can think of. They've gone viral for a couple of them, and they're currently Korea's number one best-selling sheet mask brand. My personal faves are the collagen essential mask because it's going to lift and firm you, and we all want our skin to be firm, don't we? Yes. Yes, we do. They've also added like 3 times more collagen actives than MediHeal's first generation mask for an even more intensive firming effect. So it's going to be leaving your skin so youthful and so bouncy looking. MediHeal also added a bottle of extra serum to their award-winning NMF Amipul mask. This mask is going to instantly relieve dry skin, and it's going to boost hydration, leaving you moisturized with a dewy, glowy skin effect. And I personally have the world's driest skin, even in the warm summer months. So the Amipul mask has been a game changer for me. Listen, do yourself a favor and up your skincare game with MediHeal's sheet masks. You will not be disappointed. Visit MediHeal's official Amazon store and save 35% on select sheet mask 10 packs. 10 of them. Enter code PROBABLY at checkout. Oh, and also totally go enter MediHeal's TikTok giveaway. It's so good they're giving away so many masks. Go to MediHeal US on TikTok and enter to win their 30 mask giveaway valued at $70. All you have to do to enter is follow MediHeal US on TikTok and like their giveaway post to enter to win. 3 lucky winners will be selected. So go make all your friends do it too so that you can be chilling with your new fancy face masks. Duh.
What's the other thing? Oh, we got countless amounts of fruit. And then I thought this was so interesting and funny. So like Austin is, I don't think Austin's a dirty person at all, but you know, like some men who are just kind of like just like all over the place. And then James is like more of a neat freak than even I am. Like he's like so crazy about it. He's like, he'll say something so weird, like, babe, like, are you going to pick that up? And I'll look over and it'll be like a fucking, like, I don't even know how to, like this scrunchie on a counter. And I'm like, sure, I'll pick up the scrunchie. Like, it's just like he's very perturbed by things that are out of place, yeah. Which is fine. It keeps me in check. It keeps me nice and organized. But you said this, and tell your POV, because I guess James said something and I wasn't here for it. But I was like, wait, I saw that too. And I was wondering, well, who did that?
James was like, okay, well, first of all, one thing about our household is that I will buy a bushel, like a barrel. I'll get a barrel full of bananas and push them into our house. And like 3 days later, all of them are gone. I'm like, how have we gone through 16 bananas?
Yeah. Austin eats them all.
Well, it's only me, Austin, and Zane. And Zane's 12, and he like only eats chicken nuggets. So I'm like, where are all the bananas?
Where are the bananas going?
Where are the bananas going? But Austin is like this banana obsession, which I mean, I guess it's
he's a little monkey.
He is a little monkey, but they are good for you. But anyways, so I'm laughing because this morning I'm out meditating. There is a nice little meditation hammock, and I turn around and there's just like a banana peel on the hot tub. I'm like, what, who's eating
the banana peel there?
Who put the banana peel there?
I walked out this morning and I was like sitting on a beanbag, and I was like, why is this banana peel wrapped up in a shirt? Like, it was like weird. No, I was like, weird.
That's what I was getting to. There was, Austin had on a matching Tommy John set, which those sets are fire.
Those are nice.
Hashtag
sets.
Not sponsored. Love them. And Austin had taken off his shirt, got another banana, ate the banana, threw the peel, threw the shirt, then took his pants off.
What? Skin so sexual.
He's like on a Zoom call because he was trying to get a little sun, I guess.
What the
a little
fuck?
Tan. He is so tan. And I just watched James like pick up a trail, like one banana peel, another banana peel, a shirt, a pant. And it's like a trail leading to Austin
on a Zoom call. It's a pair of pants, a shirt, and a banana peel, which all leads to Austin in a beanbag chair on a Zoom call. Like, just picture that. And also, like, he is a Mario Kart in our asses, just throwing banana peels everywhere. Like, I'm going to slip and fall on one of them. I saw another one and I was like, James finally walked in and goes, who is putting all these banana peels everywhere? And Grace is like, that's awesome. He's like a real monkey. He just peels banana, eats it, tosses the peel.
Y'all, and he eats them in like 2 bites. It's so scary.
He's
I'm so
deep
worried.
Throwing these bitches before he hops on a Zoom call. Seriously. This man.
It's honestly, it's like a little bit out of control. If you could eat too many bananas, can you have too much potassium?
Maybe you can. Maybe he is having too much potassium. Okay, also one last thing about grocery shopping. All the guys kept trying to buy like all this like stuff to make. Like you and I were getting like practical things like yogurts and granola, and they were like getting like raw chicken breasts and like all this stuff. And I was like, do we even have, we were told specifically that there's a kitchenette here.
Right. Not a kitchenette. A kitchenette.
And I was like, you guys, we don't have an oven. Why are y'all trying to like have the Great British Bake Off? Like we are like, stop.
Austin and James together, like they really feed off each other.
No, they really do. They kept making like weird eye contact. Like, sometimes I feel like they're about to fuck. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, they're just so like, yeah, nature, yeah, protein, boys, workout, yeah. We're like, they're on a hike right now. Like, We honestly, like, I should have gone on the hike. I really should have. But, like, I just, like, I really didn't want to. And Anna Grace didn't want to. We just wanted, like, privacy to record this podcast. And then the guy shows up to take them on, that he probably thinks he's taking all of us on the hike. I walk out and I'm like, hi. Okay. So, and he's like, honestly, he's a pretty good looking guy, like nature, very like nature-y, whatever.
He had like a beard or what was the vibe?
Yeah. Like classic hot nature guy.
Okay.
Older, like a zaddy. Mm. And so he like walks out and I'm like, hi. So, and by the way, I'm wearing this, which is like a sequined beaded Cult Gaia
butterfly top.
Okay, I wore this to Coachella actually. And I walk out, I'm like, hi. So the guys are super pumped to go on this hike with you. He came to pick all four of us up for the hike. And I'm like, but the girls, two of us, we're going to actually hang back. We've got a bit of work to do. So guys are super excited though. They've already been to the gym today, big on physical activity. He's looking at me like, I don't give a fuck. And I was like, so they're going to meet you out in a second. They're getting ready now. And then, yeah, we're going to hang back. Me and the other girl. And he goes, all right. And I'm like, cool, yeah, thank you so much. And I come back inside. And I realize in that moment that he's like, oh, the bitch in the sequin butterfly top isn't going on the hike because she has some work to get done. Yeah, I bet you just don't want to go on the hike. But it's rattlesnake season.
Oh, you guys, listen to this. First of all, I went on a hike recently. Actually, it was in September. It wasn't recent at all. In Sedona. And our hike leader tripped over a rattlesnake.
What do you mean?
Like it was in the middle, kind of in like a little hole, like tucked down in a hole. So like, and you know, we of course being females, we were all like looking at our phones and like talking and giggling and like braiding each other's hair.
Yeah.
And yeah, doing what we do. And so she didn't really see it until like her foot was like about to step on the rattlesnake.
Oh no.
And so she did one of those things where, you know, your body, you just like bolt like a...
What did it do?
Luckily, it just hissed at her and it didn't bite her.
Oh, I just had a full body chill.
Yeah. So, but then from there, of course, we were all like, yeah, like yeah, running, you know, because then we didn't want to pass it because it was in the middle of the trail.
Oh, so you didn't know if it was going to, I mean, those things can go fast. You didn't know if it was going to chase you or something.
Yeah. And like, also, I couldn't get back fast enough. I was like three people behind her. I was about to just levitate and zip out of there.
Which you probably could.
I probably couldn't in a state of emergency.
I just was like, you know what? The hike sounds so fun for another time.
Well, then maybe. Steve, the other night, that happened to me. I was telling
Shannon. Astronomer, yeah.
The astronomer the other night. Steve, I'm like, Steve, what's the tea? We heard it's rattlesnake season. I didn't know they were in season or there was such thing as a season, but there's a season for them. And he's like, oh yeah, you really got to be careful in the middle of the day. What time's our hike? 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. He's like, you know, from like around 5 in the evening, the hike is from 3 to 5. Me and Andrew Grace were like, we're just going to stay here.
We got to go. Well, then I proceed to ask him, how common is it? You know? Like, do we really have to worry about it? And he's like, I mean, I would say we have at least 3 to 5 bites a day at the hospital.
Yeah. And I was like, how do you know that you work at the hospital? He's like, a lot of my friends, I was like fact checking him. I'm like, how do you know that? He's like, a lot of my friends work at the hospital and it's about three or four bites a day. Yeah. And I was like, what?
And then Austin is like, well, I'm sure you're just going to like get there and like, it'd be fine. They got like an anti-venom or whatever. He's like, oh no, there's a couple of them. You'd be dead in minutes.
30 minutes. Yeah. He said that. He said that there was a couple of the snakes. There was one that's green that you got 30 minutes.
You got 30 minutes and you better get down that mountain quick. I mean, what would we do? What would we do? Speaking of being on a mountain. James personally attacked me last night.
Oh my God. She felt very triggered. Honestly, I had to
go to the bathroom and like literally settle myself because there was like some also weird sex cult happening behind.
Oh, that was so weird. We were at this restaurant and there was like a weird, weird situation going on. First they're laughing, then they're kissing, then they're crying. And then there's like all these men and women of different ages and they're all kissing each other. It was one we were at a restaurant.
One man making out with different women. It was so odd.
It was really weird. It was really weird. And I was also like, take this to your house, you know what I mean? Like I'm trying to eat my little like chili cucumbers and
delicious
my
meal.
Shout out
the copper room. It was delicious.
The copper room, it was so good. But yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to like do some shit here, and you're just out here like expressing your polygamy. Like, get your shit away over here. Like,
yeah,
teach their own. But like, it was just odd behavior. But anyways, James was like, yeah, maybe we should, because remember I told you guys on my last episode of Anna Grace, mm-hmm. little dabbling in mushroom chocolate.
Dabbling in the mushrooms.
So I brought them and I just thought it'd be like kind of fun, and we haven't taken them yet or anything. But James is like, hey, we should do the mushrooms when we go on a hike. And Anna Grace is like, stop. Because, you know, if you have listened to, obviously, A trip of a lifetime.
You would know that I hiked and just basically went into a vortex and never came back. I'm not sure if I'm still...
You're still there. This is all a figment of your imagination. Life did stop that day. It didn't continue.
It's been like a 3-year trip.
It's been 42 years. What's that fucking meme? Yeah, so basically...
I was like, James, what the fuck did you just say? We're going to go on a hike and take mushrooms tomorrow in the desert? You trying to trigger me? I had to go to the bathroom and settle myself.
James is like, wait, what happened? And then we just like tell the whole story and it was really funny.
It was really funny. He's like, what?
All right, for some people, eating can be an emotional experience. And I'm actually one of those people. I find myself turning to food when I'm celebrating, and I can also sometimes turn to food when I'm sad. So when it comes to managing your weight, it makes sense that Noom has taken a psychology-based approach. Noom is changing the game, honestly, with weight management. Because you know how a lot of weight programs out there focus on what you eat? Well, Noom is using science to help you understand why you eat. And that's a big difference. Noom's psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. Because that's what we should be focusing on. Not these short-term, easy fixes, but truly building habits that will last a lifetime. I'm not trying to change the number on the scale as much as I'm trying to change my mentality overall. Noom is super personalized as well. You've got coaches there helping you every step of the way, and they're humans, not robots. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And it's tried and true. They sampled 4,272 Noomers, and 98% say that Noom helped change their habits and behaviors for good. That's really, really impressive. They break down your eating choices and help you really and better understand why you might be having certain cravings. The steps they give you can help grow your confidence with tools that you can put into practice on day one. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today. Noom.com, Noom.com.
Also, AG has a little, well, we all do, me, James, Anna Grace, Taylor, it's the squad. We all have our 30th birthdays this year, but Anna Grace's is coming up in July.
July 7th.
It's actually 2 days after James' birthday, so I'll be in Ibiza for her birthday, very sadly. So, but I wanted to talk to you about, because you and I are both like so here for setting like birthday intentions rather than like New Year's resolutions kind of vibes. What I talked about on my last birthday. I was kind of like, more so than New Year's resolutions, I always do like a new year of me. Fuck the calendar year. Let's talk about the year of Shannon. So I'm always like trying to set intentions around my birthday more so than my...
I really do. Yeah. Like, I should pull up mine from last year. The last like at least four birthdays, I write my goals for the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Single birthday. Well, I guess that kind of is like my like intentions, but I don't actually realize I don't really set as many like hardcore goals like that at New Year's as I do for my birthday.
Right.
My birthday is, I'm like, this is about me. Yo.
It's about me. Yo, what up? So you're turning 30. I'm so excited because it's such an iconic time and it's going to be so cool for us. I feel like 30s are the new 20s. 30s are so sick. Everyone talks about how happy they are in their 30s, how they got their shit together in their 30s. And I just feel like we are absolutely going to thrive.
I genuinely, in my core, believe that I'm only getting hotter as I get older.
I couldn't agree more. And I know I live in a delusional state of egotistical mania at all times, but like, I'm genuinely serious when like I look at photos from 3 years ago, I'm like, ugh, wish I would have been this hot then. Like,
yeah.
But I also like got rid of a lot of like random shit I had, like weird, like a head full of extensions, fake lashes. Like I was always wearing way too much makeup. Like, honestly, I kind of like feel like less is more with me these days and it's kind of working out.
I've really been in a less is more phase too. And I'm like, wow, I tell us all the time, I'm like, I'm only getting better looking.
Yeah,
like,
I'm getting hotter. Are you aware that my credit score is 777 and I'm hot as fuck? She showed me her credit score earlier. She showed me her credit score earlier today. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, if you had a Hinge profile, you could put it on that.
Yeah. My lucky number is 7, obviously. And my credit score is 777. Also, you guys, the birthday.
Which is iconic.
Me, I literally
take care of someone buying a house. I wish I had that credit score.
I texted Austin and said, what is it like to date someone that's hot and also has perfect credit? And he literally said, he just said, LOL.
Okay, so tell me what you're excited for your 30th birthday. What are some intentions you're setting? And then around November this year, when me, the youthful queen, turns 30, I'll tell you mine.
Okay. Also, this is just like another weird tidbit, but my house that I got for my birthday plans, which Shannon would be there if me and James didn't happen to have the exact same birthday.
And James is a fucking weirdo and planned his birthday a year ago. Like, I was in this group chat. We were dating for like 2 months and I was like, what if we don't keep dating? And he's like, well, then I'll remove you from the group chat. But I was in his birthday Ibiza group chat like 2 months into us dating last year.
That's wild.
We don't plan stuff like that. No. Taylor's birthday's in August. She doesn't have shit plans.
Shannon, like, Taylor and I all keep being like, wait, so
what should we do?
What are we doing 30? Like, this feels like something significant. So this was one of my intentions, and this is really odd, but very specific. I really wanted to get naked in a public beach, but not a nude beach, because that feels like Austin would be really uncomfortable with like a lot of other people naked, I feel like.
Okay.
But I personally just wanted to feel that like freedom of like me swimming naked in the ocean. Right.
Yeah.
So, we looked everywhere. We thought about maybe doing like Siesta Key or something. We landed on Anna Maria Island, which
my aunt Anna Maria I have an aunt, Anna Maria, who lives on Anna Maria Island.
What are the odds? And when I was young, be there? I'm sorry, just punched
She will definitely be there because she lives there. And when I was younger, I literally always thought that my uncle, who, to be fair, like they do make really good money. They're like my rich aunt and uncle. I was like, oh my gosh. Uncle Mircea bought Anna Maria an island. Like, I literally thought my Uncle Mircea bought my Aunt Anna Maria an island.
You're like, and as he should.
As he should, because she is a living legend. She's iconic. Aunt Anna Maria, I love you. So, yeah.
I want
to
meet her.
Anna Maria Island's beautiful. My sister and Lauren just went to Anna Maria Island to visit her. It's gorgeous.
Wow. And I looked it up on TikTok, and it's like, what? It's like places that you feel like you're not in Florida. It does low-key kind of look like you're in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And I started looking. It's like a golf cart community. Like, we have all these toys. I was like, fun.
But you can
and
be naked?
There's a spot, nude beach. It's not, it's somewhere around there. I don't know where, right. But they did say that you can swim nude. So one of my things, amazing. Birthday wish was nude swimming. How I found the house. I really do this thing that's really wild. And I just go on Airbnb and I was like, I needed to see like some lucky numbers. Cause there was so many, too many to pick from.
You're funny.
And it's only four of us. So we didn't, I was like, I just want like a cute house on the beach.
Sam and Tiana?
Sam and Titi. Love. Yeah. Guess how much the house cost?
How much?
$777. On my birthday, which is 7/7.
Oh my gosh, your golden Airbnb birthday.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah.
7/7/7 per night, which I was like, anything under $1,000 a night is like perfect.
Yeah, for the four of us. Four people, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like right on the beach. So anyway, so that's my birthday plans. I will be swimming naked, slippery as a dolphin. I'm going to turn into a mermaid. I may never come back.
Oh my God. But you do have to come back because I'll miss you. And I'm going to be in Ibiza, like literally just like hopefully having the time of my life, but also like doing like the house music is just... James says you have to have a special soul to like house music. And I think you do. Like, I just like, I really hope that when I'm in the thick of it, I'm like, wow, I love this. But like, honestly, I feel like he'd be so disappointed if he was listening to this, but like, I genuinely just like, do not like house music.
I genuinely don't think Austin or James listen to us talk on this podcast.
I don't think they do either.
They listen to us talk so much. I don't either.
I don't blame them. I'm actually glad. It feels like a safe space. It feels like I'm on my like close friend story on my Instagram, and which also Anna Grace asked me the other day. She's like, is James on your close friend story on Instagram? I was like, fuck no, he never will be. She's like, what? I'm like, no, where else would I talk about him?
Yeah, that is true. I mean, in the beginning of their relationship, like truly, I think I might have like seen like the outline of his penis. I'm just kidding.
No, but like literally, I share so much of my close friends too. Literally my close friends. But yeah, so I definitely hope that I have the time of my life in Ibiza, but I'll be...
House music, I mean, it's definitely like, it's a community. It's like, it's a genre, it's a lifestyle, just like anything. And I do think that it was like back a time in my life where like I would take Molly and I was crazy like that. Maybe. Yeah. But like, I just, I don't know.
Well, right if now. I dabble in the Molly again there, I just have got to get it figured out. I can't be doing no big long finger dips into the stuff like I did in last time me and Marissa were in
you're
Ibiza.
You're so brave.
I just, you know what? I've gotten less brave. I'm like not, no longer down to YOLO.
No.
I was live, laugh, loving my way through life and it was just getting toxic as fuck.
No, it was getting scary.
It's getting scary.
It was getting scary. It's like me, like when you guys were talking about maybe dabbling with a mushroom chocolate, which is completely different than the massive cap and stem mushroom I ate in a spoonful.
I keep telling
of
her that.
I'm like totally different vibes. I mean, I literally took an absurd amount of mushrooms, but even when they're like, do you want a little tiny 1/16 of this chocolate square, my palms start sweating.
Yeah.
My nipples get hard.
Yeah.
Like I get nervous. I'm like, I feel like I have to poop all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wish I wasn't like that.
You have like a visceral reaction to it. That's how I feel when people talk about Molly or when I retell the Molly story.
That's what I'm saying.
When
you think you're like, I might get down on Molly again. I'm like, for how?
Yeah. I don't know. I will do anything for content, but even, even still, I'm like, oh God, I don't know. You guys are probably tired of hearing about it. Like, yeah. There are so many times I can trip down the rabbit hole and you guys not be like, ew, what'd you do this time? You saw an ear on someone's shoulder? Like,
not the old ear on the shoulder. I don't know.
Not the old ear on the shoulder. So what are some intentions you're going to set when you're turning 30 though?
Oh, okay. Yes. that is a really good question. That's how
or maybe if you haven't thought about it, it's okay.
I forgot what the actual question was and I was thinking about us doing mushrooms maybe later tonight in the hot tub, but maybe not.
Ooh, could do.
Okay, so some intentions that I am setting for my 30th birthday. Well, first of all, I have really gone into, this is what I'm calling as my play era. Have I already told you this on this podcast?
No.
Is it on my podcast? We just talk so much to each other. I just don't even know at what point I'm repeating myself. I really want this to be my play era, which is where I want everything to be really fun. Like I told Austin and I have moved twice. We're moving twice this summer, which is also just insane behavior.
I understand, sister.
Yeah. Shannon and I, same timelines.
We always do the same thing.
We have
same
like
time.
Oh, just a really strange like soul connection. It started with our dads having the same birthday, May 5th, 1954.
Which the astronomer thought was so crazy, too.
He really did. We're like, and it all started.
My dad's 57, actually, though.
I know.
Oh, sorry. But still May 5th.
May 5th. My dad's old. My parents are old. But yeah, it is May 5th. Anyways, we are always on the same time.
Yeah, always. So crazy.
Both. She's living in a temporary home. I'm living in literally the set of the Golden Girls.
We both set. Sold our cars. And then are like, just like boofing around in our parents' cars or rented cars.
I know. I just like,
shout out Flex Car.
Yeah, for real. I almost got a Flex Car. They just literally don't have one yet available in Florida. And the moment they do, I will. So there's a lot of like bopping. And every time we move into a new house, we were like, we want to set an intention. Because I feel like when I moved to Florida, like me saying this is my play era, I had this revelation that like, especially when I had to stop drinking. I mean, I didn't have to, but like kind of.
Yeah, you decided to because it was just like not good for your health.
Yeah, my health was just like not.
You kept passing out. It was weird. It was stressing me out, dude. I couldn't enjoy myself drinking because I was too worried about you passing out.
Everyone was stressed. I was stressed. Everyone was stressed. It had to go. But I realized, I was like, I like, what do we do as adults? It's like actually truly fun. Like that's not going out and drinking. Like I really have gotten to this space where like, I really wanted to like actually have a hobby or like do something that was fun that didn't involve drinking. And like someone asked me that and I was like, well, I work, I do content, like I do readings for people. And like, all those are like things to like show people or to like make money. So anyways, I've decided that my 30th birthday and my 30th is going to be my play era, which is like every single thing that I do for my birthday. I asked for, an easel and paint set.
Cool. I feel like you would be some like freakishly good painter. Randomly. And I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? You just like draw the Mona Lisa. And you're like, what? Is it good? Stop. Be honest. And I'm like, fuck off.
It's the Mona Lisa. I'm like, what? I know. But I'm like, we're moving into this house. We have this like cool rooftop view. So anyways, I'm going to start painting. I want to do like some fun play set. I want to start like rollerblading. I want to learn like skateboard.
I bought
also bought a surfboard.
Nice.
I'm like, I might start surfing. Like I really just don't want to work anymore. And I really just want to like.
Grace is going to retire year 30.
I think I might retire this year. And I might just play around all day. No, but actually like I do feel like, especially as females, like we do so many like tasks, things for family, friends, all the things, da da da. And like we like stop having fun. Like
I agree.
Think about it. Like what do you do that's like, oh, this is like playtime? Like, you know how you like tell kids like go play and then like we get old and we're like,
I mean, my playtime is watching TikTok for 3 hours and then I feel terrible about myself afterwards. And I'm like, that was not fun.
I know.
Why'd I do that? For play, I mean, and honestly, you're right. I would say like go on the water. But even then, I'm honestly, when I'm on my boat, I'm always entertaining. Like I'm entertaining and making sure everyone's having a good time. I'm making sure like we're going to the cove everyone wants to go to. I'm making sure there's enough food and everything for everyone. I leave and I am exhausted. Like, I don't really have too many things that I do that are like play. Yeah.
Play or like something you just like lose track of time. But yeah. Right. So my gifts have been like things that I want to do to play. And also like cooking. I'm in my cooking era.
Ooh, I would love, I can't wait till I move into my new house and I can like try to cook some more stuff. Plus James is like, I really, really don't want to like eat out as much in Franklin, which in Franklin there's still fabulous restaurants. But I was like, I'll have a big, beautiful kitchen that we can, you know, absolutely make and like create. Like my mom's just such a good cook. It's just such a flex when you're like a like badass mom that can just cook, whip shit up.
And both of our moms,
your mom's like that too.
Both
like,
of our moms are like low-key chefs.
My mom is so good at making like the most random things and grabbing stuff out of the fridge and making stuff happen. And I just want to be that like person. I just want to be Sharon Kay and I want to be Chris. Like they just are legends and I want to be able to cook.
They are such legends. So I am. I'm moving into my play era, cook era. Like these are just all things that I've always been like so busy, had so many things to do. I'm like, I don't have time. Like cooking is one of the things like you gotta have a little time to cook.
Yeah.
And we would just like order like meal prepped meals or like whatever. And I'm like, no, I'm cooking. I'm in my play era. And then also I really want to start like going out and being more social. I was telling Shannon the other day, I'm like, it's so hard because like when Shannon's your best friend, like, you know, it really sets the bar high.
Oh, Anna Grace. No, it's true though. I said to her, I was like, if I left Nashville, I don't really know who would be my friends.
Yeah, like if you moved to London, like what would you do?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there's like such lovely girls there, but it's like you have to tell your whole life story again. You have to like get, like trust people. You have to like figure them out. Like there was a couple times I met girls in Nashville that I like back in the day where I was like, oh my God, I could totally be friends with them. And then you like, something happens where you like, you go out with them drinking and they like are the kind of girls that just get like blackout and you feel like you're babysitting them. And you're like, oh my God, like I personally, like that would be so hard to be friends with someone like that. Like that couldn't go out for dinner. And it, after two glasses of wine, they literally are like, blah, 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 and you're like, oh my God, like I can't like, that like put so much pressure on me. And then like the next morning she's like, I don't remember anything. And I'm like, what? I
told like a really you so specific much. Specific example Shannon's giving right now.
I won't name names, but I was just like, what? I really thought I could be her friend. Like I was like that. I really like thought. And then I remember telling Taylor, like, oh, I have the best time with her, but like, I can't with the drink. And she doesn't, she wasn't someone that drank too much. Like I think she literally has such a low tolerance to alcohol. Like,
yeah.
She would have two glasses of wine and she'd be like, well, last time was crazy. I remember fucking anything. And I'm like, well, first of all, I know because I fucking shoved your ass into the car. And third of all, yeah, two glasses of Merlot.
You're
oh my
crazy.
God, a glass of Merlot sounds nice. I'm not
crisp.
I want a drink. I had a martini
last night.
We have
no alcohol in this house. I literally just looked around like I could do something.
I just want to do the whole podcast just hugging each other.
We're hugging right now.
I had a martini last night that literally grew hairs on my nipple. Like, I need you to pluck them out later. I literally...
do you remember the woman in the grocery store? She had a beard.
Yeah. But... yeah, it was something.
She's been drinking too many of those martinis.
She's on the fucking list. She's been having those martinis daily. Dude,
Shannon like did like a head to toe quiver.
And y'all are like, is that good? And I was like, no. And then I drank the whole thing because duh, I want to drink the whole thing that I ordered. But like, it was weird. It was called the Dusty Dirty Martini at this fabulous restaurant called what's that guy on? A dirt bike. Oh, sorry. We're just like looking out the window in front of us and this guy's just like going so fast.
Sir.
So I was called the Dusty Dirty Martini at the Coffee Room, which was really good. But like, I asked the guy, what is it? And he said, it's a dirty martini. Like, it's just our version of a really dirty martini. And I said, ooh, can I make it extra dusty? Mm. And he was like, yeah, that shit came out clear as ice. Like, obviously just vodka and vermouth.
Just straight up vodka.
And then like, you know, when you like something's really bad and you like want everyone else to try it, I was like, ooh, try this. And no one at the table drinks.
Everyone was like, ooh.
Everyone's like, no. No, I didn't want that, and also no. And I was like, ugh. But then I just like took it to the asked for some more olive juice, and then I just took it to the face.
You did. You just like you threw it down, but like it looked like your nipples got hard.
Yeah, I was not happy about it. I was not. It was not good.
But all that being said, I don't even really know who you're talking about in that specific scenario, but it is like when you get to a level of like depth with someone and you're like you're all of your 20s. Like, all of my friends I carried all through my 20s.
Yeah.
Till 30, and then it's like...
Yeah, it's just so hard. And maybe this isn't very encouraging. If someone's like, how do I make new friends? I'm like, oh, like, it's so, it really is. Because, you know, a lot of people message me like, how do you make friends like in a new city? And I will say, if I was going to a new city, I would make the effort. I would like try to do it. And you're lucky because you have Austin who has like guy friends who have girlfriends and wives that you're friends with. So that's really nice.
Yeah.
But like, you
built-in
know,
friends.
Built-in friends. But like, gosh, man, it's hard when you get older. You just keep your, all this to be said, it's really okay to only have two friends and like really not like that many people.
Well, I'm really into quality over quantity, and we definitely have a lot of acquaintances. Austin's from Florida and he has like tons of great friends, but like, now are they all on like my spiritual woo-woo journey? Like, maybe not necessarily. So fair. Like, that's kind of where I'm like, it would be nice to have like a friend that was like into that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That I didn't have to like, they'd be like, oh, weird. But then I have like attracted some people that are like, that are kind of weird, so I don't know.
Yeah, you just never know.
You never know.
I also feel like the energy that you and I both put out, everyone's like, oh my God, this is so crazy. I want to tell you my deepest, darkest secrets. And you're
see, like, that's really what happens to me is that people tell me like their whole, it's the safety thing. We talked about on this podcast before. They're like, I feel safe here. I'm going to tell you everything. And then I kind of get a little scared.
Yeah. Well, because you never need to know that much that soon.
No, it's too soon.
It's just, you know, go to therapy.
Yeah.
We love
therapy.
But I always, whenever people, like, I feel everyone else, like, I feel so deeply, like, I'm such a, Claudia just made fun of me because I talked about this on the podcast with Margo, and I said empath, and apparently it's
empath.
Empath. And she was like.
But it is empathetic. So
empathetic.
You were,
so yeah, I was confused. But yeah. She was like, what? And I, okay, anyway, so I'm an empath and I just genuinely like feel everything so deeply for that others feel.
Yeah.
Really. And so when people tell me their life stories, I'm like, oh fuck, that really just put a burden on my shoulders. Like, I can't just listen.
Yeah,
like,
you kind of
so
fucked me up.
I'm involved now.
Well, and we did Shannon's human design chart today and it was like one of her special gifts, which it's the My Human Design app, not affiliated, just a great app.
What is the app again? Actually talk about it because this was really cool and you just have to know where you were born and what time you were born. So call your moms up and ask about the birth chart.
It's like a scientifically specific to you astrology. Like, I know this is like a comment, this is gonna be a controversial thing, but I'm not like a big astrology person. I know that I have a podcast called A School from the Cosmos, but it's actually a different type of thing. Like, I don't know a whole lot. Astrology, it's touch and go for me. Like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to like base my whole life. Human design, I will reorganize my entire life for it because it just hits for everyone. It's so accurate. So it's like a scientifically specific to you kind of astrology, but it's actually not astrology. Anyways, we did Shannon's, and hers things was like, cares so deeply for others. It was like all about her being like so empathetic. And I was like, oh, sweet Shannon.
Sweet Shannon.
And then James is like the one, his human design is like the rarest of the population. Yeah. It's like 2% of people are a reflector. Nuts. Yeah, it was really crazy.
He was like, I knew it.
He's like, I've always known I was classic. Special.
Classic. I'm like, love the confidence, babe. I am about to move into my house. I can't believe it. This is the crazy thing. I'm not a knock on all the wood in this house, because even my mom today was like, I can't believe you're of the like 0.1% of the population who has met every deadline and date for your
that
house bill.
Literally never happens.
Like ever. And so like my mom was like, you know, you're closing on your house on the 14th. Your inspections are on the 14th. You close on the house on the 28th. Everything's on schedule. She's like, I just can't believe it. But I'm like, yeah, I mean, they are just on the money with it all.
But you know what I'm saying? It's meant to be.
It's meant to be. So I'm really excited, because I basically, what happens though is I close on my house, right? I close on my house on the 28th, and then James and I fly to London on the 29th. Oh, so wow. I'm not actually going to move into the house. I'm going to close on the house.
I didn't know that.
And then I'm going to like leave all my stuff in storage, go party for his 30th birthday, because it's been planned for so long, obviously. For
the 3 years.
The 3 years. He's been planning this shit since he was 26 and has had 3 other girlfriends since then. He's removed them all from the group chat. They all show up anyway. So they're like, we still have the itinerary, motherfucker. I'm like, oh, damn. Perfect. I hope not. No. Just a gaggle of hot blondes show up. I'm like, ah.
They all start like throwing their purses at Shan. Like,
I'm like, no. So, anyways, I close on the house, and then we actually move into the house on like July 16th, which is like a solid like 16 days later. This fly is testing my fucking patience. They are so unhinged. They'll like fly right in front of your face. Like, want some of this? You want some of this? Like, and they're really docile though. They get really fucking comfortable. And I've been smacking a couple of them. I bet they're used to all these hippie dippies in Joshua Tree that are like, just be one with the flies. And I'm like, cream your ass.
I literally just
There's one on that window right there. Look at its guts.
I took a selfie and I looked at the picture and it was like a really cute picture. I was like, oh, I was about to post it on my story. And there was a fly on my nipple.
It was
like, it landed on my like
shirt right there. And I go, ooh, Anna Grace, there's a fly on you in that photo. And she was like, what the fuck?
I was like, oh my God.
They're just along for the ride. They're just like, what's that word when they're like, not symbiotic, but they're like, it's like the flea that attaches.
Yeah,
it's symbiotic. Okay, we just googled it. And Austin, like producer Courtney, by the way, we're doing this on some like app call that we're like doing whatever, so we can do it remote. And producer Courtney just like logged back in to be like, it's symbiotic. So everyone that's like yelling at us in their car, like, it's symbiotic. We got it. So yeah, right. Symbiotic relationship. That I feel like these flies are just like so chill. They just like think that they can just like pop on our heads and noses and foreheads and be along for the ride. And we're going to be like, doo, doo, doo.
I was like, on a Zoom call earlier and there was just one like on my shoulder the whole time.
They're like parrots.
I'm like, get out of here.
These flies are like parrots. They're fucking weird. Oh,
anyways,
odd.
Shannon, we loves big nature girls out here. If we sound
I mean, I do love nature.
I do.
I have. The only thing about me is, I'll tell you what, James is so obsessed with the sun, and that's something about his human design chart that you also read.
I did.
That he like gets
his reflector.
Reflector. Yeah, he gets all of his energy from like nature and like the things around him and animals and whatever. And I'm like, I don't like the sun in me. We kind of have beef. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just like.
I was like, I'm gonna eat lunch outside because this place is really nicely air conditioned. I got so cold, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm freezing. And I'm like, Shannon, come sit outside with me. And I'm like eating a little salad and like a cracker. And she's like, I gotta go inside, I'm getting sunburned. We'd been outside for like 4 minutes.
I know my body.
But I will say, I do thrive in a beach setting.
Yeah.
The desert, I just feel like my hair and my skin got so dry, I was cracking.
Yeah, we needed some water. And then also, I'm like still, this is like the fifth podcast where I still barely have a voice. And everyone's like, this bitch has been sick for months. Because by the time you listen to all these podcasts, it sounds like I've been sick for like a month. But I've just been doing a lot of podcasts in the last 2 weeks. But I'm still like on that like sniffly stage. And I like, my nose like hurts because I've been like rubbing it so much, you know. And I'm not going to lie, the dryness has not like entirely helped it. But that's okay. And like I wake up every morning, it's like my voice. Boyfriend comes to town and I'm like, hello, we haven't seen each other in 6 weeks. I'm like, sorry, just to get that out. Like, it's so
embarrassing.
You
and Austin both have the same thing right now, too.
We'll be hawking.
Y'all be hawking. And I'm just like wild as hell. And I really will just like be drinking after both of you guys and making out with Austin.
Yeah. And James said too, I was like, I'm really sorry I'm sick, because I kind of thought he'd be like, oh, I don't want to get sick. Like, my body is a temple. And he was like, your bacteria is my bacteria. And I was like, oh, that's so endearing and gross. But I loved it.
So sweet. Austin literally puts me in the chokey when I get sick at home. Like, if the roll roles are reversed. He like puts on a hazmat suit and locks me in the basement. We don't even have a basement. He
finds one. A basement. He knocks on a neighbor's door and is like, can she live here for a little bit? And they're like, sure.
I'm literally like, it's so sad because I'm like, I don't feel good. He's like, ah.
And the chokey.
To the chokey.
I can't get sick. I know James always tells me though, he's such a little like shit. He'll be like, sorry, my immune system is through the roof. Like I'm so healthy. If you were healthy like me, your immune system would be of an ox like mine is. And I'm like,
you know what I am saying though? I do think that James is like, he is so delusional about like his beliefs that like he does like manifest that. Like I was telling Shannon, like I was like, Shannon, just tell yourself I am healthy. I am healing.
Yeah, I'm getting
better. Cause like you got, it's like mental.
Was in such a bad mood the other day. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm in such a foul mood because it was one of those sicknesses where you're really sick in the morning, really sick at night, during the day, like nothing feels weird at all. And then the clock strikes 9 and I'm like Cinderella in a pumpkin and I'm like, I can't breathe. I'm fucking pissed. My head hurts. Like it's like one of those things. And then you wake up in the morning, and you have to hawk everything up. And I woke up in the morning and I looked at Anna Grace. I was like, I'm just so fucking mad right now. And she's like, tell yourself you're healthy. You got to just like speak the health into existence. And I'm like, okay.
Visualize your cells are healing.
And I looked at James and I was like, it's just so crazy what you take for granted when you're sick. Like I know, like obviously I'm very fortunate. It's not like I have cancer. I just have like a common cold or a sinus infection, but there's just like nothing worse than not being able to breathe and having all that sinus pressure. It just like, everyone listening knows what I'm talking about. It just sucks. And so anyways, I was like, I just wish so bad I felt better. And James is like, you know what they say? And I was like, what? And he's like, a healthy person has 100 wishes. A sick person only has one. And I was like, okay, do they say that? Do they say that?
Like, is that what
I was
they
like,
say?
Okay. But honestly, it resonated. I was like, that's so true. Like, it did land. All I want right now is to not feel sick.
I mean, I did tell you that this morning in the Starbucks line. I was like, oh, I've got to get a chemical peel because I've got some scarring on my face. And I was like, Anna Grace, I literally caught myself and I was like, shut the fuck up. I could have been so much worse. And you were, I mean, we were on that of, we should be grateful for our health.
We should be very grateful for our health, and we are very healthy. And so if you're listening to this and you have something like the common cold, you know, suck it up, bitch, and be grateful.
Be grateful you're alive.
Be grateful that you're alive, okay? So we're going to end the podcast with something that I think is really funny that I kind of forgot about. So producer Courtney, who is an icon, living legend, she was like, you got a lot of DMs after you told the St. Lucia massage story. I don't know if you heard this, but did I tell you about this?
When it was the receptionist?
Yeah. It was a receptionist. Like, yeah. No shade. Like, I know you're training. It's fine. Like, I'm happy to be that for you. But one, like, I want half off. But two, like,
she's like popping your toes.
Someone has got to tell you that popping the toes is not the vibe. Anyways, we got a bunch of, like, we got inundated with a bunch of, like, really funny massage stories. And didn't you just say you...
No, truly, I was in Hawaii. I was, like, young 20s. And, like, this guy was, like, he was, like, kind of hot. And he was giving me massage. And you guys, I swear, I thought at any moment he was going to try to hook up with me.
Like, what was he doing?
He was, like... It was like
back when I would watch porn, and I don't watch porn anymore. I can talk about it on a totally different like topic, like whatever, with James, because it's really interesting how bad I think it affects your brain and stuff. But when I used to watch porn, I'd only watch massage porn.
Is that like a fantasy of yours?
I don't know.
I mean, I
would assume.
I do think massage porn is like, I think that's like a pretty like.
It was just very gentle, eased into it. Someone was like, oh, like it wasn't gross, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, like this guy, he was massaging me. I was a face down and he was massaging my butt so thoroughly in a circular motion that things were being spread
like,
apart.
Oh, like, God.
And I just remember like, I remember being like stiff as a board. Brittle as. Yeah.
Do they do your butt? I'm trying to think of my massages. Like, my actual butt cheeks don't usually get massaged.
And, like, you know where his thumb was cut? You know where this is, like, your butt, and then you have, like, a crease, and then, like, your thigh? Like,
and then
his,
your vagina.
Yeah, and then, like, it's...
I'm aware.
I thought at any moment, like, if he oiled me up anymore...
It might just slip in. Like, he was just gonna slip a thumb in?
I was like, oh, no. Like, I'm gonna have to tell this guy.
I'm gonna have to tell my mom. Were you on vacation with your parents?
Yes! I was on a family vacation in Hawaii. I was in college, and this guy, like, literally almost thumbed me. Like,
oh, my God!
Yeah, a thumbelina massage.
Not and, the thumbelina.
I was just like...
That's the name of the podcast. Thumbelina.
Thumbelina. And it was because it's just, I mean, your labia, it's all just so close. And when there's a lot of pressure and circular.
Did it feel good?
Motion. I was so nervous.
Yeah. You were like,
I couldn't really relax. And like, and now at this point, like I do appreciate like bum rub, but
me
like.
Me too. But he was probably waiting for just one iota of you to be like, look at him, like make eye contact, like spread him a little bit, or just to be like, that feels so good. Listen, I've watched all of the video. I know how the intros go. Like, it only takes one thing.
Yeah, but
he was probably just waiting for it.
I really feel
it's
like
kind of so inappropriate.
It was inappropriate. And we were at like a very nice, like it was like a Four Seasons or something. I don't know if it was a Four Seasons, but it was something like a nice branch. And that's where I told Austin, I'm like, I really just like, I'm pretty sure it's like super illegal. Cause we were in Amsterdam and he was like, what would you do if I went into those, one of those places that was like a foot rub and she tried to give me a hand job? I'm like, I'm pretty sure
that'd be weird.
I'm pretty sure I'd break up with you. He's like, I feel like they do that here. I'm like, I think it's illegal everywhere.
I don't know. Let's read some of the massage stories that you guys sent me. I haven't pre-read these. This is going to be our true, honest, raw reactions.
Did someone else get a foot job?
Oh, I don't know. Did you just read that? God, you just scanned it so quick. Okay, let's see. I will keep everyone anonymous. Weird massage story. My husband, boyfriend at the time, once took me to a decently sketchy massage parlor, not a spa. It was the only place available on short notice, so not a posh establishment. Fine, no problem. I had a stressful week at work, and he was being sweet, trying to help me relax. We had couples massage in a shared room. He's a big guy. I'm fairly petite. Two masseuses entered the room. A huge, menacing-looking man and a tiny little older woman. So naturally, the man comes to me. I am not exaggerating when I tell you I thought he was going to break my ribs. He was also burping the entire time and sighing like he was annoyed at having to massage me. This man probably just had a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese and was like, ugh. Meanwhile, the lady is walking on my husband's back in an attempt to apply enough pressure. I got so sick afterwards, and I'm convinced to this day it was because he ruptured something internally. Did I tip him 20%? You bet your ass I did.
That's fucking so
this
good.
Is me as fuck, except for James would have been like, hey, you, Groucho, you're coming with me. Like
he's like, the big one.
The big one, you're mine. Like, he's like, he loves a super hard massage.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, little lady.
Also, James, like, he's a lot of muscle tissue to penetrate.
Yeah, he really does.
Like, I would have to, like elbow drop
he's
him.
Like, he asks for that. Like, he really wants that. So crazy. Wow, that's funny. Okay, next one.
Did I tip up 20%?
Weird massage story. Before the current office I work in was renovated, there were four of us crammed into one room, in the room right next to what was used for storage of random things, like Lederhosens for Oktoberfest, and Lederhosens for Oktoberfest, and luau decorations for our summer parties. But it was also doubled as the massage room because our owner would bring in a masseuse once a month and people could sign up and get massages. Okay. It was also so weird that day at work because we could hear through the wall when people were getting massaged and the conversations they would have with the masseuse during their session. Oh my God.
No.
There was never any questionable conversations, but it was always just weird hearing them moan or tell them they liked what was happening. And I really don't know how to say that any other way, but it was just so cringe. That is so weird.
That is weird.
Because like they do ask questions like, are you enjoying that? And you're like,
or they're like, do you like this? And I'm like,
does this feel nice? And you're like, yeah. You have to like, feel? And you don't want to be like, yeah. Like you want them to also know they're doing a good job. So you're like, wow, yeah, that feels so good. Like you don't want to be like, yes, it feels fine.
It feels amazing.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is so awkward. It sounds like a really kind of budget ass place to work. Where did you work at? No, like maybe it was a startup. Like that sounds really, you think, it sounds nice. It sounds like they have a lot of parties. They have like a masseuse there. That sounds like you have a really cool boss, but interesting. Okay.
Interesting.
Another weird massage story. It was a prenatal massage and this lady, I kid you not, multiple times would put both of her hands on me, lean in with her whole body and start stomping for like 10 seconds straight. And then instead of like working out knots or getting like pressure points or whatever, she would just pinch my skin, like get a good grip and just pinch hard for a couple seconds. At one point, it felt like she was pinching the back part of my love handles that I'd gained during pregnancy. So that was just the cherry on top. A very unenjoyable massage.
Oh!
Wait, imagine someone's just pinching you.
No!
Oh my God, I would hate that. I would hate that.
I mean, I'm like, ow. Shannon just pinched me.
I'm like, really sorry, Grace. That sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible.
Okay, and last one I think I have is my weird massage story to tell is from my best friend who had never had a massage before. The massage therapist told her to undress to her comfort level. So she went fully nude and got under the sheet. I'm not sure what she was thinking, but she tucked the sheet under her boobs. Hold on, wait. What?
Maybe she...
She tucked the sheet.
Maybe she left her tits out. Tots
she
out?
Tucked her sheet under her boobs. Oh, okay. Like her boobs were just over hanging over.
Tots
okay.
Out, I think.
The massage therapist came in to just she was on her back. Oh, she was on her back and she just had it underneath her boobs.
Yes.
The massage therapist came in to just boobs. I still cry every time I hear that story.
That's what I figured. She just went tots out.
That is hilarious. Do you keep your undergarments on? I do. And I actually always wear granny panties.
Listen.
On purpose.
One time. And I'm wild because they'll always be like, do you want, like, do you have a preference? And I'm always like, no. Like, whatever. I don't care. I went home to Memphis. It was like the Gould Salon in Memphis. And this man.
Goulds.
It's
like ghost?
Goulds. That's a ghoul. A ghoulie. Oh. This is Goulds with a D.
Okay, Goulds.
And I really got to stop taking my panties off because I take them off for everything. Because like
got to. You've got to.
First of all, Thumbelina almost
Thumbelina
happened.
I should have
learned after that because this was another male masseuse.
She just got fisted in a massage in Hawaii on her fucking senior trip.
I literally was like. And again, because I don't care if it's a male masseuse. Sometimes I like it because they're strong.
Yeah, I don't mind. I would honestly prefer a female, but I usually don't mind.
I do prefer a female as well. But I probably just watch too much massage porn. I should just leave my. Yeah, you're like, I know. You're trying to fuck me right now.
You're trying to fuck me. He's like, ma'am.
He's like, it's illegal.
Illegal.
I'm married.
Wife and three kids. I'm like, I know what you're up to.
I see right through you.
See right through you.
This man, I was face down, completely naked. He took my back legs and like pulled my shoulders forward and my back legs like this.
Oh.
Like he put me into a scorpion. I am not kidding.
Did he know you were flexible like that? I would not have gone. I would have been like Ed and Eddie, the plank. He would have been like a camp bender.
No, like I literally was like, thank God at one point in my life I was a top girl and I did a scorpion in the air and like it's
thank God.
Thank God I'm so limber.
Thank God I was the top girl on the cheerleading squad that everybody wanted to fuck and I had big boobs and blonde hair and was always at the very tippy top of the pyramid. Thank God.
I feel like Shannon has beef with like a version of me in high school.
First of all, I do. Sorry, that was like really a me thing that just came out. And I do want you to know that like, really came from an internal place that what shouldn't have been directed at you.
It's
and,
okay. No one's saying it. I knew it was coming from something else.
And I do need to know, one, I'm sorry. Two, I didn't make the cheerleading team in middle school. I was really upset.
I'm sorry.
And it's okay. All my friends made it and they were all blondes at the tippy top.
Well,
it's okay. I'm really sorry. I was projecting.
You know, we worked through it.
But I am glad that you were limber enough to be put into a Scorpio because it would have been really uncomfortable if you hadn't.
He like snapped me in half backwards.
Yeah.
Do you know what happens when they lift both of your legs up like this backwards? Like there was a breeze coming into.
Oh no. Did you end up queefing?
Like that
too much
y'all,
air got in. That would have been dope. That I'm shocked that didn't happen with your Hawaii massage.
Why is queefing the weirdest thing?
It is so terrible, dude. It's so terrible. And no. I mean, like, you know, it happens. And I will say I've always dated guys that, like, don't make a big deal of it. And they're always just like, it is what it is. Like, I think the only time I got really frustrated was one time I, like, had, a hookup situation where the guy was like, and I was like, what's the fucking problem, like, bro? Sorry, it was an accident.
You're the one that's like flipping me back and forth, reverse cowgirl, yeah. Backwards doggy style, up and down. Like you're pumping all this air into me.
Literally.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault. Like relax. Yeah, but it doesn't happen to me that often, thankfully. But every time it does, you're still like, ugh, God.
Yeah, it hasn't happened in a long time because I feel like I've kind of got it down. But I do remember in high school I was bullied for one time. Like it happened and I was like, it's just air. And then they all called me, it's just air.
They called you "It's Just Air."
Yeah, like oh my god,
such
gosh.
A stupid long nickname.
It wasn't like a nickname, but like for the weekend, all my guy friends were like "It's Just Air," and I was like, "I fucking hate all of you." And also, why did you tell all your friends that?
Yeah, what a loser.
Loser.
But I do hate a pussy fart. I really do.
I know it's really. I think I was like 17 or 18, but
men are fucking ruthless. I was on like a lake trip one time, and I remember I like started my period whenever I was like hooking up with some guy, and he told literally everyone, and everyone's like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah." Are you fucking good, Derek? Are you all right, Derek?
Hey, Derek, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Derek. And I was so, I actually didn't go to college with anyone named Derek, but like, it was just one of those things where it's like, men are so weird. They're going, bro, dude. You're like, shut the fuck up. Ugh. Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
Vaginas are very intricate. Okay.
Yeah, they are. So wait, so he
popped that pussy
scorpion.
Ladies.
He flipped you into a scorpion. We can end it here. Sorry.
He put me into a scorpion. And like, at one point he like was kind of like, pulling the back of my, like, I felt like a mother cat with a baby kitten, you know, pulling the back of my, like, neck.
Your massages seem really sexual. Like, I'm not kidding. This is the intro to all the massage porn I used to watch. These are weird. They're like, I wonder if she can bend like this. Oh, she can? perfect. Like, really weird.
Like, I just remember, I remember thinking, wow, this was really bold for him to assume that my body could do this. 100%. Like, what, like, does he do this for everyone? Or did he look at me? I do remember he made a comment. He was like, rub my legs. He's like, you must be a runner. And I'm like, honestly.
A runner.
I'm like, I'm not a runner. And I will say, like, my legs are muscular, but, like, I was a gymnast in high school, but also I think it's a little genetic. Like, I think it's just, yeah. It stayed with me. I got some good, strong genes. I don't know. But he thought, what the fuck? I'm just going to push into a pretzel.
Oh my God. I would have literally been unwell. He would have had to, like, pay a medical bill. Like, I'm not kidding. But you know that people always think I'm a dancer? Isn't that so funny? Because, like, you can't even get me to do a TikTok dance.
I try so hard.
But I really, I don't know what it is about me. Like, I mean, I guess I'm, like, longish.
You are.
But, like,
you do give, like, long, limber vibes.
I also have, like, a really deep, like, point. Like, look at that foot.
Oh my God.
That's free foot content for anyone watching this on YouTube. But I have a really good point. Show. Really good arch, you should say.
I'm trying to point my... Look at that.
Wow, yeah. And then, I don't know. I guess I look like a dancer. It's the one flex I have because I definitely don't dance. But I like being thought of as a dancer.
Yeah. I could see... I think of you as a dancer.
Wow, thank you so much.
Like a sweet little... A jive. What's that? Something
a kind jive.
Of, something kind of like a little shimmy.
Ooh, a little shimmy. I do shimmy. I shimmy at times.
You do shimmy.
I dabble with the shimmy.
I've seen you shimmy. And you know what? I've seen you dance at, what is it? Whiskey Row.
Oh. And you get freaking nasty.
Yeah, she's freaking nasty.
I swear I just heard something. Did you just hear something?
I feel like there was something just like blew past the window.
Oh my God, was it tumbleweed? Or another bear? Oh, by the way, you guys, my live show is live! Now available. You can buy tickets. You guys, it's going to be so much fun.
I'm going to be there.
Anna Grace is going to be there. Taylor's going to be there. James is going to be there. The whole squadron, the Booth Squad extraordinaire. I just cannot wait. Get your tickets. They are still available. Maybe you're listening to this and they're sold out. I don't know. I hope so. That'd be great. Manifest it. But if they are not, you can still get your tickets for City Winery. It is on August 4th in Nashville. It's a great excuse to come to Nashville anyways, and it's going to be so much fun. So do not forget to go to City Winery and get your tickets now. Make your friends go. Bring your boyfriend. It's going to be funny.
It's going to be honestly hilarious.
I can't wait. Okay, bye.
Bye.